You talked when we were talking about Captain Marvel, about the fact that it's International Women's Day. Also released today is The Kindergarten Teacher, which is a film which is produced by and starring Maggie Gyllenhaal, directed by Sarah Colangelo, who also writes and directs from a 2014 film by Nadav Lapid, which is an Israeli film, title of which translates as the same as The Kindergarten Teacher. And I interviewed Maggie Gyllenhaal when she'd made this, I think it was last year, and she was talking about the fact that, I mean, she's an incredible force for change and for advocacy for women being able to make the films they want to make. And she was saying they had to make this on a tiny, tiny budget. And one of the things she kept asking herself is, why is it that we have to do it on a tiny budget? And why is it that we don't have more money to pay for, a trailer and all the rest of it? Well, the fact is that the film doesn't show any of those, of the constraints at all. At no point watching it did I think I'm watching a low-budget film. What I thought was I'm watching a really, really brilliantly told story. So she plays Lisa, who is the kindergarten teacher. We first meet her, she's alone. Wherever she is, whether she's in an empty classroom or whether she's on a ferry, which is crowded, she is alone and isolated. She runs this kindergarten and she talks to the kids about Van Gogh, Although apparently I went to the Van Gogh Museum in Amsterdam,
yeah.
Van Gogh.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I asked a Dutchish person, they told me, Van Gogh.
Why don't we just... Why don't we compromise and say Van Gogh?
Yeah, fine.
Okay.
So, and then by night, she goes to these continuing education classes.
How do you actually get to Van Gogh anyway? I mean, under what construction?
No, Van Gogh is just not. Van Gogh is just nonsense.
Not pronounced the end.
Jonathan Richman. Have you heard about the painter Vincent Van Gogh? He loved colour and he let it show. Jonathan, no. Anyway, so she goes at night to these night classes where she's taught by this sexy poetry teacher played by Gael Garcia Bernal. And she writes haikus, which he's not very impressed by because he thinks they're kind of derivative. And he says to her husband, I need to put more of myself into the art. And he doesn't really seem to notice. And then one day, so you can tell through this really well done little vignette that she's isolated, that she's disappointed by her lot in life, quietly disappointed, that kind of sense of quiet desperation. And then she's in the kindergarten class and she sees this little kid called Jimmy. And Jimmy starts reciting a poem that he appears to have just written or come out with from nowhere. And suddenly she sees something.
The sun hits her yellow house. It's almost like a sign from God.
What was that? Was that a poem? Right, that was a poem. That's remarkable. I think we should write it down, right?
Okay.
Wow, you remember it.
I'm Becca.
Becca, right. I'm sorry. I've seen you here before. So Jackie's gone?
Yeah, she quit.
That must be why I was confused.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's go.
Becca, would you do me a favor? If he does this again, will you promise you'll write it down for me?
Yeah, I can do that for you.
Thanks. Hey, Jimmy. I really liked your poem.
Becca, played by Rosa Salazar, I said before, went on to be the star of Alita Battle Angel. So... she writes this poem down and she thinks this is really brilliant. And the kid's 5 years old. And the next thing is when she's at poetry class, she reads out one of the poems, pass it off as her own. And suddenly everyone thinks she's not derivative. She's suddenly fascinating and interesting. She's writing this stuff that it's so simple and yet somehow it's so meaningful. And she's convinced that this child has a brilliant talent that no one else around him is noticing. The nanny, played by Becca, thinks he's a bit of a weirdo. His father, who is running a bar and his mind is on other things and doesn't want his son to be interested in poetry. He wants his son to learn about business and the realities of life. And so our central character, Lisa, decides that it's really her responsibility to protect him, to nurture him, to to gather whatever talent there is. And this interest turns into obsession. And the film walks this knife edge that the character walks, which is between, on the one hand, oh, this is somebody attempting to, you know, to nurture a talent. They've seen a magic spark that might get lost. Or actually something completely different. You remember in We Need to Talk About Kevin, there's this whole thing that the implication is that everything is a projection of the mother's anxieties onto the child. That's why we start in the film with the scene of Tilda Swinton, you know, being sort of gathered along in that festival, you know, the festival with all the fruit being thrown around it. And this is the life that she used to have that she's now lost to childhood. And a lot of We Need to Talk About Kevin is that it's to do with the projection of the anxieties and the disappointments of the mother. Well, we get to learn that Maggie Gyllenhaal's character is disappointed by her own teenage kids. One of them wants to be going to the Marines. One, you know, one of them's constantly glued to her phone. And the film very quietly and, you know, without great hurrah or anything, lets us know that it's possible that all of this is a projection. All of this is this character seeing the things that they want, that they've lost, that they need, that they desire, somehow reflected back to them through a five-year-old child who appears oddly enough to be completely disconnected from this, from the drama. And what I thought was really smart, I've seen The Kindergarten Teacher twice now, and the second time round, it seemed even more sinister. The tone of it, weirdly enough, occasionally reminded me of the Jonathan Glazer film Birth, with that kind of that eerie sense of the uncanny. I mean, there is a story here of a child possessed of an unnatural talent and possessed with every sense of that word. But it's primarily about her. It's not about the kid. It's about the kindergarten. It's a portrait of somebody coming apart at the seams because of all the things that they want, that they need, that they feel, and that they feel are unrequited. And somehow these things seem to be projecting themselves into them. I mean, it's the question of, is the poem actually any good? You know, Anna is beautiful, beautiful enough for me. The sun hits her yellow house and it's almost like a voice from God. Is it actually any good? Or is it just that she thinks it's good? And there's a question at one point raised about the fact that computers are now writing poetry that could pass the Turing test. Anyway, I thought it was really well judged. I thought the performances were terrific. I thought that the way in which the film kept the balance, I mean, it does owe an awful lot to the original film, which is a very smart film as well, but the way in which the balance was kept between what you know and what you kind of perceive about the central character was really well done. Again, it's a show don't tell thing. At no point does the movie sit down and explain the plot to you. And the first time I saw it, I thought it was very good. The second time I saw it, I found it quite alarming, but also quite heartbreaking. And it's called The Kindergarten Teacher, and I think it's a really impressive piece of work.